Rwanda and officials with the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda have differed on claims of lack of facilitation to the defense for genocide accused Pastor Jean Wikindi. In a report of October this year, officials appointed by the tribunal to monitor Wikindi trial in Rwanda claimed his lawyers lacked funds to conduct investigations and finding witnesses. They stated that the legal aid provided to the defense team covers only provision of services. But in his reaction to the report on Tuesday, Rwandan Prosecutor General Martin Ngoga said there was no such shortage of means. He explained that the government knows its obligation to facilitate the defense under the legal aid scheme. Wikindi was transferred to Rwanda by the tribunal on April 19th this year to face charges of genocide and extermination. Human Rights Watch Wednesday published a report alleging that war crime was committed during the capture of former Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi. The report said opposition militias in Libya carried out mass killings in October last year in Sirte, where also Gaddafi was executed. Others who were allegedly killed include 66 captured members of Gaddafi's convoy. Such findings call into question the assertion by Libyan authorities that Gaddafi was killed in crossfire and not after his capture. Under the law of war, the killing of captured fighters is a war crime. Human Rights Watch said the Libyan civil and military authorities have an obligation to investigate war crimes and other violations of international humanitarian law. Amnesty International Thursday urged the Libyan authorities to immediately hand over Abdullah Al-Senous to the International Criminal Court. The former country's military intelligence chief is wanted by the court for crimes against humanity. The human rights organization was concerned that since his incarceration in Libya, it appeared no independent organizations, relatives, or his lawyers have had access to him. An official with the organization said a year after the end of hostilities, victims of serious human rights abuses by the former government, as well as its opponents, have yet to see justice. Al-Senous was extradited to Libya in September from Mauritania, where he was arrested in March this year. Faustin Kapama, Hirondelle News Agency, Arusha.